Hello and welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by outside half Sam Mills. How are you, Sam?
Very well, thank you, Andrew. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Good.
Right, last weekend the club beat Bather 29-20. How pleased were you with the team's overall performance?
Very pleased, considering the layoff we'd had. So much time without any game time really. To start the way we did was really pleasing. The tempo and intensity I thought we brought to it first half, you know, we blew them away pretty much first 20 minutes. So a slight lull then, but we finished the half strongly and you know, sealed the bonus point for half time, which was obviously really pleasing. So yeah, as a whole, I mean, we slipped off a little bit second half, but I think that was maybe down to a little bit of match rustiness and a bit of fatigue possibly. But no, it was a good day at the office really.
And what about your own performance and how are the lungs feeling after a 5-week break?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to the system, yeah, especially the tempo we started with. Yeah, I mean, I had a week off prior to the break, so, but we've been training hard, and Tom's kept us on our toes fitness-wise, so I felt I was in a good position, you know, cardiovascularly, but it's nothing like match day to kind of, to get to take it out of you. So, but yeah, happy pretty much, yeah.
And you've already mentioned it, but the try bonus point was secured within the first 40 minutes. How pleasing was it to display such a clinical edge?
It's something we've been striving for a long time. You know, we often come in and feel like we've left points out there. So to be so clinical was very pleasing. And especially having a mixture of backs and forwards on the score sheet as well, just shows that we're kind of clicking as a unit, which is, again, something we've been striving for. And, you know, we set ourselves high standards. And that's the only way, you know, we think the best way to go up this year is to set those standards for ourselves. So to put in such a clinical performance, I think we took every chance we created in that first half. So yeah, excellent performance.
And this week the club travels to face RGC. Just how important is this game as you look to maintain your promotion push?
Yeah, I mean, these are the big games, aren't they? We've had really good success against them so far in this league. I think we're 4-4. So it's the prospect of going up there, it excites the squad. It'll be a brilliant week in training this week, and you know, there'll be a real buzz from tonight. I think we've got the kibosh on them really, and I think we just got to go and hammer that home. Every time we played them, we've dominated, and particularly up front, I think that's where our big strength has been this year, and I think we've got to just drive that home with them. Up on their park, you know, we like taking it to people, we like going away, we love being at home, but we like going and stamping our authority on other people as well. So yeah, it's hugely important, and I think if we can, you know, wins obviously first and foremost, but if we can get a 5-pointer this weekend, you know, we're looking really good.
And how much would it mean to the team if you were to arrive in North Wales and there was a big travelling support?
Oh, you know, they follow us everywhere we go, you know, superb support, and it really does make a massive difference. And, you know, to be frank, you know, it's such a distance, to see anyone up there is brilliant, but the numbers we take, you know, especially when we've been there before, have been phenomenal, and the noise they make is great. It's quite a football atmosphere up there. It's a bit different to what we have down here, but our fans seem to kind of step up to the level there, and then, you know, we've had brilliant support so far.
What sort of game are you expecting in North Wales?
Fast, I think. Not frantic, but a real kind of tempo to it. They've quite a dynamic team. They like to put some width on it, but they've also got quite a dynamic pack. So I think quite similar vein to where we play, really. They like to put width, like to kind of get out to the touch lines, and, you know, a lot of dummy runners and a lot of kind of, you know, a lot of intensity in their attack. So yeah, two fairly evenly matched teams, I think, going at it. Hopefully it'd be a good game, you know.
And is the end of the season now, is the excitement building? Because it's not only the promotion race, but there's also, as we've already mentioned, games against RGC, Merthyr, Bargoed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, I think the cancellations, even though frustrating as they are, they've led to a real kind of exciting backlog of games. So we've got a few weeks that are going to be just, you know, make or break for us. And I think the Bather game was the start of this kind of upward curve for us now, where we've just got to go through the roof, for, you know, in terms of our preparation and the quality of our performances. And, you know, this is what we've been working for 4 years in this league. So it's the culmination of a hell of a lot of hard work and effort. And, you know, the boys are ready. It's just going to be great.
Well, great. And thank you very much for talking to me today.
Lovely. Thank you. Cheers.